This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Sarah D'Elia. In a 5-4 vote yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Section 4 of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. And some see yesterday's ruling as a setback for voting rights, and others say it's progress for southern states. Here to explain what this means for Alabama voters is Kyle Whitmire. He's a political reporter with AL.com and the Birmingham News. He joins us now. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kyle, let's start off talking a little bit about what this formula business was pertaining to striking down Section 4. How was it used? What does it mean? And is there going to be a new incarnation of this formula?
Well, Section 4 applied to, you know, states and jurisdictions that had historical problems with voter disenfranchisement. And, you know, what the court decided was that, you know, this is sort of like a fish trap. It was very easy at one point for states such as Alabama to, to get into this trap. It was very difficult for them to get out. There were provisions for them to, you know, to make their way out from underneath this law, but those were very hard to achieve because you could have small jurisdictions, you know, cities inside a county, for instance, that could make, you know, one screw up and it would sort of reset the clock for how long those jurisdictions had to go before they could apply again. The court said this was not fair, and they had sent warning shots to Congress before, and this time they said, you know, it's time for you to fix this.
And the Supreme Court, of course, made their ruling yesterday. And Congress, if I understand correctly, can now go back and make their own formula or similar legislation if they feel so inclined that it's necessary?
Yeah, it's going to be a really interesting test to see how much Congress has changed in the last 7 years since it reauthorized the Voting Rights Act. It did so almost unanimously then. This time, you know, it's a new president. It's a much more divided Congress. It's going to be much harder for them to find consensus to come up with a new formula.
And I'm sure what's on most people's minds after yesterday's ruling is, you know, how am I going to be affected when I go to the polls? If I'm somebody that feels like I'm experiencing some kind of discrimination, who do I go to? How do I feel protected if Section 4 is no longer an act?
Well, you're going to have a much more punitive system now than a preventative system. And the state attorney general has said that, you know, they're going to be vigilant about voting rights issues. You know, I think on sort of the state level and what you see with how we do redistricting, not much is going to change. I mean, you have a lot of very homogenous districts right now that were drawn to benefit the people in power. And those people in power are going to make sure that those districts stay the same. I think to the extent that you do have problems, it's going to be more on, you know, the city and county level where sometimes people do stupid things.
And also in the news today, we can't not talk about it. The Defense of Marriage Act was declared unconstitutional and the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Prop 8 directly affecting California. But is there any sense of how this is going to affect Alabama and what's the reaction been like today?
Well, if you are a same-sex couple and you're married in a state where same-sex marriage is legal, you're now going to have federal rights. You're going to be able to have Social Security benefits just as a straight couple would. You will be able to file a joint federal tax return, but not a state tax return. You know, the question that was left unanswered is, you know, what is the full faith and credit issues as far as one state having to recognize a marriage from another state? Before DOMA, a state, a marriage were celebrated legally, was celebrated everywhere. And recognized by the law everywhere. That changed with DOMA. Now that DOMA is struck down, you know, it's still an open question if that changes back. That's going to have to be litigated. We already have, you know, Patricia Todd, representative from District 54 today, Alabama's first, you know, openly gay legislator, said that she's going to try to challenge this. She's going to, she and her partner are planning on getting married in September, if not sooner, now that this has happened. And they're going to take this battle where most fights over rights happen in Alabama, not in the Alabama State House, but in the courts.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.